In Shulchan Aruch, Or HaChaim, Simen Chav Hei, Siv Yud Gimel, the Mechaber Paskins, Nogu Ha'olam Shol Lachlotz Tfilin Ad Acha Kedusha Sevol Tzion. And the Ramor is Magia V'yesh, Nisago Yesh Mishakosev, Ha'latzad HaKabbalah, Shol Lachlotz Tfilin Ad Shiyomavein Sholos Kedushos, V'Aba Kadeshim, Tehainu L'Acha Kadesh Yashem, V'Hochi Noigim Hamadaktikim. So, but you see that the Ramor Mi'ikra Din agrees to the Mechaber that the time for Chlitzis Tefillin, once you know Chlitzis Tefillin, till after the Kedusha the Sidusa, and after Kedusha Sevolot Tzinu. Because it's only, he says, Me'etzad HaKabbalah, that you should wait till after the Kaddish Yosem. So this requires Shat. Why should Chlitzis Tefillin depend, go till Kedusha Desidrusa? After all, we know from the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yudalei Mebeis, Amar Ula Kol Koyre Kriyishma Belo Tefillin Kilo Meid Edu Sheker Baatzmo, Amar Chia Ba Abba Amar Reb Yochan Kilo Hikriv Ola Belo Mincha, VaAmar Reb Yochan Avotzi Kabel Olav Olam Alchus Shlema Shlomaim Shlema Yifne V'Yitol Yodav V'Yaniach Tefillin V'Yikva Kriyishma V'Yisbalo V'Zuhi Malchus Shlomaim Shlema. So the halacha we understand, there's a halacha of tefillin that's related to kriyishma and tefillah. But mehechi tesi that it should require that you wear the tefillin till after uva letzion. So the Rav said in terms of understanding this, that the Rishonim say, that the Tosis quote and other Rishonim quote, that the meaning of the Gaonim is that we don't say Kaddish Tiskabel immediately after Chazoras HaShatz, but we wait, it's postponed till after the Kedusha Volatzion. And L'Choyre needs Pshat. The Ika Kaddish Tiskabel was Niskan immediately after the Shemone Esrei, because it says Tiskabel Tzlosun Uva Oson is related to the Tefillah of the Shliach Tziba. And that Rishonim say that the Tiskabel Tzlosun of Oson of the is equivalent like of saying Yilavatzon Imrefi, which we say at the end of Shmonesh, which the Yochid says, and the Ramo says that as well there in Chof in Simen Chof Kuf Chof Gimel Sifav, and what the Mechaber says that. That when the Shlich Tzibah repeats the Shmona Esrei, he should also say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, which, by the way, parenthetically, the Rav said, since the Gemara says it's Tefillah Richter, the Rav said the Shlich Tzibah should say it out loud as well. Apparently, I think that was the minigit Valoshin. Aval Eino Omer, the Rav says, Aval Eino Omer Besof HaTefillah Yila Ratzon. And the Beis Yosef quotes on the name of the Oil Moed, and the Mogen Avraham quotes that the reason for that, because the Shliach Tzibur is being soimach on the Tiskabel Tzloson, which he will say in the Chazoras Hashat, in the Kaddish Tiskabel at the end. So why is it, since the Kaddish Tiskabel is related to the Shmon Esrei, and you see it's a keem of saying Yilu Ratzon, so why is it that it's postponed till after the Kedusha Desidrusa in the Valatzion? So Al Kochach, we have to say that the Kedusha Desidrusa of Valatzion is not an independent keem, but rather it's a continuation of the Tefillah, and the Ika Takona was established by Chazal, is that if this is a continuation of the Seder Tefillah, and therefore the Kaddish Tiskabel is postponed, according to the Minhag of the Goyim, till after the Kedusha of Olatzion. Because before the Kedusha the Sidrusa, the Seder HaTefillah is not complete. And this is explicit in the Ramor. This is the Ramor in Simen Nun Hei Sif Gimel, based on what the Mechaber says there, that if the Shliach Tzibah began the Shmoneh Esrei Avos, there was a Tzibah, and some people left, and they're left with less than a minion. But since they started with the tzibur, they can continue, and they can even say the kedusha. And the Ramos says, if some left, you can say not only the kedusha, but you can even, if they began the chazoras hashatz, they can even complete the kedusha, the sidrusa, and the kaddish shalom that comes at the end of the tefillah, because since you see, he's saying to skabel tzlosom, that's part of that's related to the Shemona Esrei, and as an extension of it, and just like the Shemona Esrei, once it began by Asari, you can complete it. But the Ma'amor says you cannot, based on that, say if you don't have the minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. So you see explicitly in the Ma'amor that the Tefillah of Yud Ches of Shemona Esrei continues till the Kaddish Teskabel, and that is part of the Seder HaTefillah itself. And the Mokka for this Ramah is a Trumas HaDeshen that paskins that the Shliach Tzibur should not, after he finishes his own Shemona Esrei, should not step back till after the Kaddish Shalom, because the Kaddish Shalom is integrated in the Tefillah HaTzibur, and therefore it's all interrelated, and it's not complete till the end of the Kaddish Teskabel. And therefore we understand why the Me'ikra Din, one should keep his tefillin on till after the volitzion, because all of this is not a separate kiyum, but it's all related to the tefillah and to the Seder HaTefillah. And the Trumas HaDeshen says, therefore, that you can complete, as I mentioned before, not only if the tzibur left and you don't have a complete minyan, you can complete not only the Chazoras HaShatz if you started it, but you can continue all the way till the Kaddish Sholem at the end, the Skabel Tzlosin V'Usan. I just want to mention one thing from the Rav in Agadita, a very beautiful thought that he said. In the brachos that Yaakov Avinu gives, he speaks about, he says about, Ashlokachti miyad ha-mori b'chab, and minyat tashlech ha-shchem echal al-achecha, Ashlokachti miyad ha-mori b'charbi b'kashti. So Yaakov Avinu in the bracha to Yosef says charbi b'kashti, and of course the question is, where do we find that Yaakov Avinu went to battle b'cherev with sword and bow and arrow and archers against the Amori? So if we look in the Targum Unkelis, he interprets charbi u'b'kashti as tzlosi uv'usi. And the Rav explained that tzlosi v'usi, these are two synonyms for tefillah. The difference, though, is tzlosi means prayers that we need for immediate needs, for sustenance, for panosa, for refuah, for chokhmah. That's tzlosi. But usi refers to things that are required that we pray for in terms of our historical destiny. To rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, to reestablish Malchus Beis David, these to reestablish the Avoda in Yerushalayim, those are Be'usi. So Rav said that's what the cherev, the sword, is used for close combat. The keshes, the archer shoots his arrows from afar. So the tzlosi are the needs of immediate needs. The Be'usi are things, are prayers on the historical horizon for things that we look for. And that's represented by the Keshas, because that's from Tefillahs for things that are afar. And the Rav said, if you, this phrase, we know there's a very enigmatic pasuk in Yeshaya. We're familiar with it from the Gemara in Bava Kama when it speaks about Maver. The pasuk says, Ama Shoma, Asaboke v'gam Laila im Tavayun Bayun. Very enigmatic. What does that mean? Ama Shoma, Asaboke v'gam Laila im Tavayun Bayun. So the Rav explained like this. Ama Shoma, who is the Shoma Yisrael? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Asaboke, the morning of our redemption will come. V'gam Laila, even though we're in the depths of a deep night of Golis, im tavayun bayun, if your vision is not riveted only on the immediate difficult circumstances, the night that we find ourselves in, im tavayun bayun, you look to the horizon, to the distant horizon, and you see on the horizon the potential of the geula and the light that will light it up, then the geula will come. Amashoma Asaboke v'gam Laila im Tavayim Bayan. And those, if you look at Ashmona Esrei, the Tzlosi v'Usi, you'll see that the first brachas of the Rakosha of the Shmona Esrei are for our immediate needs, Atachon Ramdas, for Refuah, for Panosa. But then the Shmona Esrei switches to the bakoshes and tefillos that are necessary for the Klai Yisrael in terms of our historical destiny, in our messianic vision, Mashiach should come, that we should have, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt and the Avoda be returned to Yerushalayim.